Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and I'm your host, and we're here at ZenCon 2013, and I've got my longtime friend Eli White with me.
Hello.
Eli, you and Musketeers Me now run PHP Architect and the conference Tech, which I guess PHP Tech. Okay, PHP Tech. And it's interesting because I've done ZenCon, you've done ZenCon, I've done Tech, you've done Tech, so we have a lot in common here. I know my thoughts on contrasting a conference like ZenCon with a conference like Tech, but now that you've had the experience, I'd like you to talk about that and talk about where you plan on taking Tech.
So sure.
I'm going to turn it over to you now.
No problem. One of the interesting things that we realized, as Cal was saying, at this point we have basically been running PHP Architect for a year, which includes having run the last Tech. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely some interesting things that we've picked up on. And one of those has been sort of due to the proliferation, if I can speak correctly here, of the local and regional conferences that have come out. Mm-hmm. It used to be in the past that especially if you go back really far back, like some of us with too much white hair here in the PHP community, there used to only be a few conferences.
Yeah.
There was ZenCon and there was Tech. And then over time, a few others, PHP Quebec and DPC, Dutch PHP Conference.
And PHP Quebec is now Confu.
Yes.
Okay.
It grew up and became Confu, which is this gigantic, awesome, amazing polyglot conference, and everyone should really go to it. So what happened was back then, especially when there was really just ZenCon and PHP Tech, there was this definite distinguishing factor between the two, and that was really that ZenCon was the enterprise conference, and PHP Tech was the community conference.
Yeah.
And something that we noticed, and we had noticed this as attendees of Tech in the past, but as now running it, it became even more clear to us as we talked to the attendees and talked to potential attendees and talked to people who didn't come and were telling us why they weren't coming, is that really, in a way, all of these local and regional conferences that are out there now, they are really the community conferences.
I can see that, yeah.
Depending on how you define community, of course.
Yeah.
Because when you go to all of those community conferences, all of those regional conferences, you're getting the local community. Maybe not local, but regional, an expanded regional type community. If it's in the case of like Lone Star, Texas is big enough that it's Texas.
Yes, that's a big community.
That's a very big community. So that's something we realized that we really needed to make sure that Tech really stood out as being something of its own and being something unique in that sense. And so a lot of what we did last year, and we're really going to be continuing it this year, is to make sure that, like I said, Tech stands on its own. So that, you know, we're not just another community conference,
mm-hmm.
But that we are sort of the conference to be at for the global and international community, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Tech has had a long history of having some really important things happen to it. You know, the core PHP group has had meetings there in the past and made big decisions. The Framework Interoperability Group, FIG, was founded at Tech. And there's been a lot of those. There have been companies that got founded at Tech. And we've been hearing some of those stories, and we might actually collect some of those together at some point and put it out there. But that's something we want to foster into really making it be that sort of the Tech is the play. It is a professional conference, and I think the tagline we came up with Tech is the professional conference with a community flair.
Nice.
And we're really wanting to push that and drive it home, but also part of that is to really show the fact that, you know, Tech is a professional conference being run professionally. You know, we're doing this for our living, and we have a lot of people and energy and time, therefore, that can be put into it. And that goes to show some of the things. Like last year, we expanded to have essentially 3.5 tracks, and this year it's going to be 4 full tracks. Cool. Of sessions going at any point in time, and a number of other things like that that will be announced in the future as things go on, of how we're leveling up tech, as it were, as a conference.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now that you've run a couple conferences, what lesson did you pick up at tech that maybe you didn't realize before, or didn't pick up from ZenCon, say?
Well, one of the main things, I guess, is... Tech was the first conference for me that I ran full cycle.
Mm.
When I was doing ZenCon, I was the conference chair.
Yeah.
But there was all of Zend behind the conference, getting things running on one end, and there was a professional conference company taking care of logistics on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with tech, it was literally, Musketeers, me, and especially me at that time, was doing it all, from, you know, making the catering decisions to setting up the booth and get everything printed.
I know you're not trying to slight Kevin and Sandy. Y'all have a division of labor, and that was your task. So.
Right.
Okay.
And they were very involved in their own ways. But, the one biggest takeaway is that... we're not having lanyard sponsors anymore.
Oh, okay.
Because it turns out, we found, there is one company in the world that actually prints lanyards.
Really?
And everyone else is a reseller for them. And we had a problem, and I wish to use this time to rethink Server Grove for being very understanding, because they were our lanyard sponsor, and we ordered the lanyards with plenty of time to get them, and they didn't show up in time. And we contacted going, hey, shouldn't these be here by now? Oh, sorry, yeah, they're coming. We then got to the point where it was a week before the conference. We still didn't have them. We call, and it turns out that not only did somehow the order never get placed, but we ended up finding another company who we got a hold of, and as we were trying to find someone else, like, who can print these for us really quick? And it turns out that no one could, because we've found one other company, and I unfortunately don't know the company's name, or I would happily share it, because they were amazing to us at trying to help us out.
Mm-hmm.
But they themselves were going, yeah, there's only one company that can actually print these. They're in China, and it's a week-long holiday there.
Oh, no.
And there was just literally no way we could get them, and that's why we had regular string lanyards at Tech last year. So, yeah, it's interesting things like that that you wouldn't normally have to deal with.
Yeah, well, and you get a different view of conferences, because I ran ZenCon, I did DPC, but you're right. When you're doing tech and it's you that's doing it, it's not everybody else. You don't have that big support system, and it's you actually signing the checks there. That makes a huge difference in how you view it, so... Well, I want to thank you for your time. Of course, first of all, what's your local user group?
Local user group is Frederick Web Technology, or Frederick Web Tech.
And the URL?
FredWebTech.com.
And for everybody who I know is dying to subscribe to the magazine, because I know of 3 PHP magazines that exist, and I've read all of them. I've read sample issues of all of them, and PHP Architect is still my favorite magazine. It's the one that I routinely go pick up and flip through and find the good articles, which anymore, the way Beth's doing this, finding the good ones is difficult because they're all so good, you know? But what's the URL where people can subscribe to the magazine?
It's phparch, that's phparch.com.
Okay, well, thank you, Eli, for taking the time to be with me, and thank you for all that you do for the PHP community.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.